Sir Keir Starmer branded hypocrite by conservative commentators over his own COVID rules breach. By Nathaniel Charles on January 14, 2022. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer has been branded a hypocrite by conservative commentators over his criticism of the UK government, as he too is alleged to have broken COVID restrictions. Sir Keir Starmer, who became leader of the leftist Labour Party in April 2020, has been a staunch advocate of harsh coronavirus restrictions throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and has previously labelled the easing of restrictions in Britain as reckless. Starmer has also been a vocal critic of the Conservative government's repeated lockdown violations, particularly the multiple potentially illegal parties at No. 10, branding them as offensive to the British public and calling Prime Minister Boris Johnson a pathetic spectacle of a man, as well as demanding Johnson's resignation. However, in light of Starmer's pious behavior over adhering to lockdown restrictions, he was himself caught allegedly breaking rules when Britain was in a partial lockdown after being photographed having a non-socially distanced beer with Labour members at a constituency office in Durham on 30 April 2021. Coronavirus restrictions at the time allowed work meetings, but prohibited mixing indoors socially. Labour, however, denied the allegations and claimed it was within the rules, The Sun reports. The resurfacing of Starmer's lockdown faux pas has prompted several prominent conservative figures and commentators to call out his double standards. Speaking to Breitbart London, Ben Harris Quinney, the chairman of Britain's oldest conservative think tank, the Bow Group branded Starmer a hypocrite and critiqued the Labour Party's politics, saying on almost every area, apart from taxation, bizarrely, the Labour Party is worse than the Conservatives, or at least just as bad, and therefore in no position to criticize or offer an alternative. Harris Quinney went on to lambaste both the government and their opposition, the Labour Party, stating, "The worst thing about Britain today is you can look at the appalling behavior and ideology of this government and think they have failed to deliver the patriotic conservative vision people voted for, and they have failed to behave in a manner befitting a government. But there is no credible parliamentary opposition. We have an entire generation of jokers, liars, incompetents and hypocrites filling the political class establishment stitch up that is Parliament. And we need the political revolution that Brexit promised to clear the lot of them out," he continued. Darren Grimes, director of online conservative channel Reason, also criticized Starmer when speaking to Breitbart, by pointing out Starmer also circumvented the rules on the prohibition of indoor mixing between different households through the workplace exemption, and that Starmer was photographed doing exactly the same thing as Boris Johnson. "I'm afraid when it comes to those who have consistently pushed for harder and faster draconian measures, they reap what they sow. If Boris is to be thrown to the wolves for his work gathering, so must Sir Keir," he continued. Richard Tice, the leader of British political party Reform UK and former MEP, highlighted his concerns to Breitbart over the recent discovery that Labour had received almost £700,000 in political donations from an alleged Chinese spy. "While Boris is worried about Partygate, Keir must explain Chinese influence over the Labour Party and their MPs," Tice said.